Chapter 5. "What do you think, Watson?" Sherlock asked. "It's a black and evil case," I said.
"A locked door mystery," Sherlock said.
"What do you think about the whistle and her dying words?" I asked.
"I don't know yet," said Sherlock. "There's a lot to think about. The whistles in the night, the gypsies, the speckled band. The doctor loses money when his stepdaughter gets married. And the crash."
"The crash?" I asked.
"The metal bars on the windows." "Metal bars make lots of noise," Sherlock said.
"What did the gypsies do?" I asked.
"I don't know. We will find out at the manor."
"Who are you, sir?"
Sherlock asked.
The door was open, and a man stood at the door. He was a giant man. He wore a top hat and long coat. His skin was wrinkled.
"Which of you is Mr. Holmes?" he asked.
"I am."
"Who are you?"
Sherlock asked.
"I am Dr. Grimsby Roylott of Stoke Moran," he said.
"Please, sit down, Doctor," Sherlock said.
"I will not. What does my stepdaughter want from you?"
he asked.
"It's a little cold for the time of year," Holmes said.
"What did she say to you?"
Dr. Roylott shouted.
"The crocuses will do well." Sherlock ignored the doctor.
"I know you, Mr. Holmes. You're a meddler."
"When you leave, shut the door. There's a terrible draught," Sherlock said.
"I will go when I want to. Don't you dare meddle in my affairs. I'm a dangerous man. You don't want to make me angry," Dr. Roylott said.
He picked up the fire poker. He bent it with his hands. He threw it at the fire and left.
"What a nice man," Sherlock said. He picked up the poker. He straightened it out.
"Shall we have breakfast?" I asked.
"Yes. I will walk to the Doctor's Commons. I will find some information to help us," Sherlock said. At 1 o'clock, Sherlock came home with notes on blue paper. "I saw Mrs. Stoner Roylott's will. When she died, her investments made £1,100 a year. Now they are £750. Julia and Helen would get £250 each when married. That left Dr. Roylott with £250 a year. Dr. Roylott has a big motive for killing Julia and Helen. We must be quick. Take your gun with you," Sherlock said.